Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Today, we are going to do a deep dive into some of the big stories that are being covered today by The Juice. The first story that caught my eye is this pretty sad story about sandhill cranes.
Oh, yeah.
In Indiana, there's like a massive die-off happening.
Yeah.
They're saying over 2,700 birds.
It's really sad.
And they think that number is probably low.
Yeah, I would agree.
And this is due to bird flu?
Yeah, this particular strain, H5N1.
Right.
Highly contagious.
Highly contagious.
And, you know, we're talking about this is the largest die-off on record for this species in North America.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
So it's really significant.
And then also there's this concern about...
The whooping crane population.
Yeah.
Much smaller and so more vulnerable.
Yeah. So this could be devastating.
Yeah.
And the area that's hardest hit is Jackson County in Indiana.
Right. And this is very key stop.
Right. On the migration route.
On their migration route.
Yes.
It's also, interestingly, the same location as a large poultry farm that had its own outbreak.
Oh, wow.
Of bird flu earlier this year.
Okay.
Yeah, back in January,
mm-hmm.
2.8 million chickens had to be euthanized. So, you know, there's that connection too.
Yeah, wow. So that's kind of a good jumping off point to talk to kids about how...
Yeah, you can talk about how these diseases spread.
Right.
And how it can impact...
Ecosystem.
The ecosystem, right?
Yeah.
And also maybe even...
Human activities, exactly.
Like agriculture.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to unpack there.
There is. Okay, so moving on to a completely different story. There's this woman, Lee Dongju.
I love this story.
Yeah, she's a 66-year-old grandmother from China.
And she is cycling.
She's on this amazing solo bike trip.
Yeah.
She's been through 12 countries.
Yeah, four continents.
Four continents.
Since retiring.
Isn't that amazing?
I find her very inspiring.
And what I find really interesting is her motivation.
Yeah. She worked in a textile factory.
Right.
And, you know, she was living on a pension.
Right. And just felt kind of lost.
Yeah. She felt very dependent.
Yeah.
And this was her way of...
reclaiming her independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just experiencing the world.
And meeting new people.
Yeah.
Having adventures.
Yeah.
And seeing different cultures.
It's amazing.
And she actually had like a really challenging experience early on.
Right.
She was in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And she got separated from her cycling companions.
Oh, no.
But you know what? She just kept going.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Wow. So, I mean, that's a great story to talk about with kids.
Absolutely.
About facing challenges.
About different forms of travel.
Yeah.
And the growth that comes with that.
Yeah.
Personal growth.
And also learning about different cultures.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what does she have planned next?
She's going to be cycling from Kazakhstan to the United Arab Emirates.
Wow.
And her ultimate goal is to visit at least 100 countries. I mean, I love that for her.
Good for her. The Juice is reporting on the latest World Happiness Report.
Oh, yeah. This is always interesting to see.
Yeah.
Finland is at the top.
Finland's number one again.
Again, for the 8th year in a row.
8 years in a row.
The happiest nation.
The happiest nation in the world.
And the U.S. continues to fall.
Yeah, we're not doing so well.
24th place.
That's our lowest ranking ever.
Yeah.
And it seems like the younger generation is really driving that.
Yeah, they're feeling less supported.
Yeah.
Less free.
Yeah. Less optimistic about their future.
And, you know, the report looks at things like GDP per capita,
right.
Social support,
mm-hmm.
life expectancy.
Freedom to make your own choices.
Yeah, generosity.
Yeah.
Corruption.
Right, right.
And so, you know, the Nordic countries, they tend to do well.
Yeah.
Because they have...
strong social safety nets.
Yes. They have great healthcare.
Right.
Education.
Low inequality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some of the other top countries are...
Denmark, Iceland.
Iceland.
Sweden.
The Netherlands.
No way.
Norway.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, even.
Yeah.
And Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah. And then at the very bottom of the list.
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Yeah. So that's kind of a good conversation starter with kids about what makes.
Yes. What makes people happy.
Yeah. What makes a country happy?
Yeah.
What are those different factors?
Yeah. And how are those different in different places?
Yeah. And what's important?
Absolutely.
To us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Okay, so there's also this really great quote from Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
In The Juice today.
Love Aretha.
And it's just this simple but powerful statement.
She said, I think it would be a far greater world if people were kinder and more respectful to each other.
So true.
Like, so simple, but so important.
Yeah. And for those who need a little refresher, Aretha Franklin.
The Queen of Soul.
Yeah. She was a huge influence on American music.
She really was.
She was born in 1942.
And she started out singing gospel music.
Yeah. And then just went on to have this amazing career in the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah, with so many iconic songs.
Oh, yeah. Respect. You make me feel like a natural woman. Think Chain of Fools.
So good.
So good.
That voice.
And she won 18 Grammy Awards.
And she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's a legend.
Truly a legend.
And that quote is a good way to start a conversation with kids
about kindness.
About respect.
Yeah. How we treat each other. Oh, this is interesting. There's an election coming up in Canada.
Yes. April 28th.
The Juice is covering this.
Yes.
And it seems like things are getting a little bit heated.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's kind of taken on a new dimension.
Right.
Because of some of the things that President Trump has been saying and doing.
Yeah, like threatening tariffs.
Yeah. And even talking about annexing Canada.
You know, it's kind of wild.
It is wild. So the election has kind of shifted.
Yeah, away from like just what the Liberal Party has done.
Yeah.
To more like who is going to be best.
To deal with the U.S.
Yeah, with President Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
So who are the main contenders?
So we have the Liberals who are currently in power.
Right. And they're led by
Mark Carney.
Right.
And then you have the Conservatives.
And that's
Keir Poilievre.
Okay. And it seems like the polls are shifting a bit. Yeah, there was a time when the Conservatives were ahead.
Right.
But now the Liberals are actually slightly ahead.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what are they saying about President Trump?
Well, Mark Carney has been very critical of President Trump's statements and actions. And he's really emphasizing Canadian sovereignty.
Right.
But Poilievre also opposes these policies.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people think that his Canada First rhetoric is
similar to President Trump.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, another interesting point is that the conservative voters right now, they seem to have a stronger commitment to their party.
Interesting.
So that could play a role in the election as well.
Okay, so this could be a good opportunity to talk to students
about international relations.
Yeah.
About how leadership really impacts a country and the direction it takes.
Yeah.
And also just the importance of national sovereignty.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, it is.
Last but not least.
Oh, yes.
The Juice is reporting on the situation in Ukraine.
American diplomats have started peace talks between Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah, and this is big.
It is big.
They're hoping for a 30-day ceasefire.
Yeah, just to kind of get things started.
Right.
And hopefully lead to a more lasting peace.
And both presidents.
Both the Ukrainian and Russian presidents.
They agreed in principle during talks with President Trump.
Right, but there's a lot of skepticism.
Yeah, there is because...
I mean, Russia launched those attacks?
Yeah, missile and drone attacks on Ukrainian power plants.
Right.
Like shortly after Putin agreed to halt airstrikes.
Yeah, so it's kind of like,
yeah,
do we trust them?
It's hard to know what to believe.
Yeah.
And then there's also disagreement about how broad the ceasefire should be.
Right. Ukraine and the U.S.
They want it to include more than just energy facilities.
Right.
So, yeah, the talks are happening in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia.
Right. Yeah. And I think this is a good opportunity to talk to kids about how hard it is
to negotiate peace.
The challenges of international peace negotiations.
Right.
And, you know, the importance of trust.
Yeah.
And accountability.
Yeah.
And also, you know, just the impact of conflict.
The human cost.
On people. It's really important to remember that.
So that's it for our deep dive today.
Thanks for joining us.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.